This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has been listening to some previously unreleased recordings from the 1970s by the English trio SOS, the initials of saxophonists John Sermon, Mike Osborne, and Alan Skidmore. Kevin says this sparsely documented group pointed the way for other modern bands.
The trio SOS was formed in 1973 and made only one LP a couple of years later. They didn't last long, but they were the first of many horn choirs born in the 70s and 80s, mostly saxophone quartets. SOS's trio voicings sometimes eerily anticipate the World Saxophone Quartet that came along a bit later. SOS in 1974. The trio was tight and maneuverable, changing direction as one like birds in flight. That precision stemmed from extensive rehearsing, close listening on the bandstand, and playing a little Bach. SOS might sound like more than three players by moving the voices around even when two reeds are riffing behind the other. Tenor player Alan Skidmore is a Londoner, the son of a jazz saxophonist. Altoist Mike Osborne and multi-instrumentalist John Sermon grew up closer to the countryside. There was always a strong whiff of agrarian roots and the English folk revival about SOS. They might literally break into an Irish jig. Their theme, Country Dance, was perfect for a romp around the maypole. John Sermon on soprano sax. A lot of 60s and 70s English jazz has that bagpipey energy. In the trio SOS, that strain was reinforced by Sermon occasionally setting up electronic drones or loops to underpin the saxes. He used sequencers like the Who on Who's Next. That side of SOS looks ahead to many overdub solo records that John Sermon has made since then, where those folk elements ring out. This music's from a double set of unreleased SOS, Looking for the Next One, recorded in concert and the studio in 1974 and 5. It more than doubles their output on record and amply makes the case for a too little known trio that could sound timeless, of its time, and ahead of its time. Maybe now's their time.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz? He reviewed Looking for the Next One by the English trio SOS.